Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has expelled two former cabinet ministers from his Liberal Party caucus amid a political crisis. He says he can no longer trust the former Attorney General Jody Wilson-Raybould and former Treasury Board Minister Jane Philpott. The Liberal Party's been in turmoil since Ms. Wilson-Raybould said last year officials had inappropriately pressured her to ensure a construction company avoided a corruption trial. Mr. Trudeau denies any wrongdoing. David Moscrop is a political scientist at the University of Ottawa, and he joins us now. David, thanks so much for your time. Are there any allegations the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, broke the law or acted inappropriately?
Well, yes, that he acted inappropriately. The heart of the debate seems to be whether or not there was inappropriate pressure put on Ms. Wilson-Raybould to pursue a deferred prosecution agreement instead of a criminal proceedings, but there's no allegation that the law was broken. And in fact, Ms. Wilson-Raybould has said as much, that no laws were broken.
Can you briefly remind us about the case against the construction company? Was there pressure on the Attorney General, and why was that applied?
There was sustained pressure from both the Prime Minister and officials in the Prime Minister's office and in high-ranking members of the civil service. And the pressure was effectively placed on them because of concerns over potential job losses. This is a massive engineering firm based in Quebec. There was allegedly threats that up to 9,000 jobs could be lost. And there was even, again, allegedly, concerns that the headquarters would be moved from Montreal to London in the United Kingdom. Now, there's some disputes over whether or not that was ever done, or whether or not those numbers were perhaps inflated or those threats were empty. But the concern was ultimately jobs.
So did that case go ahead?
Well, we're waiting to find out now. Of course, the Attorney General and the Prosecution Service has decided not to offer a deferred prosecution agreement to SNC-Lavalin, and so the current status is that there will be a criminal trial. But I mean, there's still a possibility that a DPA, a deferred prosecution agreement, will be offered.
Mr. Philpott and Ms. Wilson-Raybould resigned from cabinet in February. Now they're being expelled from caucus. Will that help end the political crisis for Justin Trudeau, or will it make it worse for the ruling party?
Well, it depends. I mean, on the one hand, the decision to expel these two was effectively, at least claims the Prime Minister, a caucus decision. Now, in Canada, the leader of the party and the Prime Minister has extraordinary power and control. Sort of unlike Australia, you don't get the same pushback, and certainly not the same public pushback from members of the caucus. So if the caucus didn't want them in, then obviously it would be tough to keep them. The public is still fairly divided on this. I suspect most people have already made up their minds about how they feel. The question is, will it be in the news heading into an election, which is being held in October? So there's about 6.5 months before voting day. I suspect, my gut says, this will start to dissipate around June when the House rises. So, this will stay in the news for a couple more days, maybe a couple more weeks. But I can't imagine anything's going to keep it in the news through the summer.
And what kind of an impact is it having on Justin Trudeau? I mean, we watch obviously from Australia, so we get glimpses of this story rather than that deep dive you get. But he sort of got elected on this rock star persona, this progressive leader. He's really taken a whack in terms of his image, hasn't he?
Yes. I mean, in Canada, we have this saying that governments defeat themselves, and that tends to be the case, that people over time get sick of governments. They die, from 1,000 cuts. This government is tanking a little bit faster than most. It's showing its age very, very fast. And in part, I think it's because the Prime Minister was elected as a sort of youthful alternative to the Conservative Prime Minister Harper, who had been in power about a decade previous, and people were really tired of. So the bar was set quite high. And he ran on a platform of Indigenous reconciliation, of open government, of doing things differently. And now he looks an awful lot like a hypocrite. So there's a sense that people are not only just tired of this government, but also disappointed because they had their expectations raised and subsequently not met. And now, in fact, the Liberals are now trailing the Conservatives by a handful of points in the polls, and could lose government over this if it keeps up.
The national elections are 6 months away. Can Justin Trudeau and the party recover?
Oh, yes. You know, as in most democracies, 6 months is an awful long time. There's a lot that can happen in that period. Of course, even within the campaign period, which in Canada will probably be about 6 weeks, the numbers can move fairly dramatically. So there's a ton of time still, lots of time to recover. The X variable, the sort of question is, will this story continue through the summer in the election? If it doesn't, and I think it won't, I think the Liberals will be able to rebound.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
David Moskrop is a political scientist at the University of Ottawa, and this is RN Drive.